그르르 동유래는 두투왕구주를 와다이들의 노른도
There's Martians on the ceiling. There's a cake buffalo on the patio. And you ask me how I'm feeling. There's a sniper by the swing set. The highway has been mined. And here you come with a great big smile, singing rise and shine. Well, there's nothing you can say that will get me up today. Nothing you have ever said that can drive me from this bed. You can call me lazy, crazy, call me stupid, I don't care. I ain't getting up. Well, it's dangerous out there. There's a hunter from New Jersey in my kitchen drinking beer. There's a Texan out my window with a chainsaw and a lead. I could take a walk around the block to shake me from this slumber. But there's student drivers out today, and one has got my number. Well, there's nothing you can say that will get me up today. Nothing you have ever said that can drive me from this bed. You can call me lazy, crazy, call me stupid, I don't care. I ain't getting up. Well, it's dangerous out there. Make me scream. Well, that's two Girl Scouts, one Jehovah's Witness, and a whole SWAT team. So listen to me, darling. Please heed these words I say. It's too scary here in February, dear. Set my snooze alarm for May. Well, there's nothing you can say that will get me up today. Nothing you have ever said. You can drive me from this bed. You can call me lazy, crazy, call me stupid, I don't care. I ain't getting up. Well, it's dangerous out there.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service, where you can hear us by calling 631-359-8728. We're live today, and it's good to have you with us. Bitterly cold this morning. In the Pittsburgh area, it was -4 degrees when Ricky and I woke up this morning. And we're now, oh, now we're a balmy -5. Nonetheless, we're here to keep you company today, and I hope you are warm. At 10 o'clock, we are going to welcome a few dancers that are going to talk about their preparation for the chocolate nutcracker, as presented by Expressions Art and Movement. At 10:35, we have students that have been working as researchers at Hillman Cancer Center Academy. They will join us. At 11 o'clock, Agnes Stephenson will be in character to talk about Agnes Teaches Acting, a new play at the new Hazlett Theater. And at 11 o'clock today, just after 11, we will have Adam Fitz with original music. Thank you for joining us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. A pop quiz coming up in just a few moments.
Winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. I feel so lonely. I'm too young to feel this old. I need you and you only when the weather gets this cold. And the winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. No use in going, 'cause it's cold inside my heart, and it's always snowing since the day we broke apart. I try to run from winter like the spring and summer run to fall. But when the weather's in you, there's no hiding place at all. That's why winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Don McLean from the album Homeless Brother, getting us started this morning. So many hellos already. Thank you for being by your radio today. John in Economy just sent a few answers to our pop quiz. And you didn't miss it. He got it in our newsletter. Or perhaps on Facebook. I'll give it to you over the radio in just a moment. Susie in Alexandria has checked in. So have Russ and Sharon in beautiful King, North Carolina. Jim in Crafton Heights. Jim in Black Ridge. Tommy, who says, I don't know if it's Richmond or if it's Fairbanks, but I'm here. Dust Bowl Jack has also checked in this morning. And we have a pop quiz giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in just a moment or two.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
We had some great guests last week, including a student that reflected on her experiences at Carnegie Mellon University's Summer Academy for Math and Science, teen poet Dawn Martin and singer-songwriter Mirabelle Skipworth. You can catch them at slbradio.org/catalog, as well as features from hundreds of past programs, all at slbradio.org/catalog. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. Think about the word heart. It's exactly five letters in length, and it has the word ear in the very center. H-E-A-R-T. Another example of a word of that form is bears. B-E-A-R-S. Our pop quiz today invites you to come up with five additional five-letter words that have ear smack dab in the middle. Your words must be five letters long, and the form they need to have is a first letter, then E-A-R, and then a last letter, just like heart or bears as an example. When you have a few, we'd love to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
When the last leaf has fallen to the grass so brown below, and the sound of children's laughter disappears behind closed doors, when the sun sinks afternoon as we bid farewell to fall, that's when winter comes to call. When frost sparkles on branches and geese journey south, small creatures are safe in secret places near the house. When the air smells thick of wood fire and the songbird song is stalled, that's when winter comes to call. To get warm, mice burrow deeper in their hole. Bears in their dens a dream through the winter cold. Mother goat sleeps in the barn, snuggling with her kids, holds them close to her heart to keep the warmth in. With those who have somewhere to go to keep their family safe out of the sleet, out of the snow, and ice crackles underfoot and hearth fires burn aglow. Come sweet aroma from the kitchen of bacon dough, hot cocoa with your neighbors, warm cookies for them all when winter comes to call. Reach down and seize the sorry blackened bones of trees. In the dead of winter, when the silent snowbirds come, you're my sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. Decorations line the streets and filling stations. Dime store Santas can't disguise their empty hands and empty eyes. In the dead of winter, when the tinsel angels come, you're my sweet hot buttered rum. Comfort to the heart, and bitter memories freeze the tongue, and songs of love are left unsung. In the dead of winter,
cup. You're my sweet maple sugar, huh? Hot buttered rum. In the dead of winter, when the cold feelings come,
Saturday Light Brigade with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Hot buttered rum. Not yet, maybe. Maybe when I get home today. And a newer artist by the name of Bette Paget. When Winter Comes to Call, the song, and that's from her 2024 album, Turning Over Stones, its name, Turning Over Stones. Good morning to Rick in Morrisville, North Carolina. He went to see Darren and Brooke Aldridge at the International Bluegrass Music Association. Well, they are IBMA awardees, I should say. But he went to see them at the Don Gibson Theater in Shelby, North Carolina, birthplace of Earl Scruggs, last night, and mentioned how great the show was and requested a song from them, and also suggested that we do our best to stay warm here. We shall. Here comes some answers now. We're looking for five-letter words where E, A, and R are smack dab in the middle. Susie has rears, deers, fears, sears, gears, and here's. And good morning to Rick in Highland Park. He has -6 degrees in Highland Park at this point. He did mention that he has all in capital letters, or initial caps, giant snow mountains guarding each side of the driveway. Yes, indeed, we have the same thing, making it really hard to get in and out. He's going to put a Pittsburgh parking chair on top of each of the giant snow mountains to guard them. I saw a parking chair, an old wooden rocking chair that was so nice, I wanted to replace it with a folding card table chair the other day. I like the idea, though, the snow mounds. Might as well make use of them for something. Tom answered our pop quiz with herd, H-E-A-R-D, learn, pears, and beard. Barbara made a sentence. I heard bears yearn for no tears or fears for years. The deers while eating pears. Well done. John in Economy Borough has learn, tears, yearn, gears, wears, W-E-A-R-S, and fears. And Cody a few more have come in. Good morning to Russ. And King, North Carolina, he has beard, fears, gears, heard, learn, pears, tears, and wears, and he, all in years. He reports it's snowing again. The driveway has 1.5 inches of ice that may or may not be here, or the baby here until March, he says. All last week was below freezing, even though they had some sunny days. And rare for North Carolina, they're predicting 4 to 6 inches below and more snow today. Here's Susan in South Park. She has deers, fears, gears, hears, nears, pears, rears, sears, tears, wears, and years. Leslie in Oakland has wears, tears, heard, beard, nears, deers, fears, gears, hears, pears, rears, sears. There's one more, at least, that nobody's mentioned yet. Here's Linda of the dynamic duo Ed Collier listening along with the other half, Fred. Fears, gears, hears, nears, pears, tears, years, and wears. Dr. Nelson Harrison has tears, wears, fears, gears, pears, and hears. Vivian has tears, fears, gears, hears, nears, pairs, wears, and years. And we're just about to the point. There's only one more I know of. Eva in the Hill District has pairs, gears, tears, hears, and nears. Trish has tears and wears and fears. Tommy says that Richard W. Sears shed tears when he heard that Alva Roebuck lost his name on their endeavor, but he still wears the watch that started their business. As Sears sold the watches and Roebuck had to learn how to repair the gears of them, lest fears of failure gave them a teary future for years. He says he came up with about a dozen more, but he couldn't fit them in the sentence. James has pears, tears, sears, fears, gears, and hears. Kathy has beard, tears, heard, pears, fears, sears, gears. Leary, that's a new one. Weary, teary, and deary. Kathy is in Tionesta. Gary is in Franklin with nears, fears, hears, and sears. Jim is in Crafton Heights. Pearl, heard, weary, beard, and learn. Ralph has gears, wears, fears, pears, and hears. Just a few more, and I'll share those with you in a moment. Now, there is one that I haven't heard anybody say yet, and I'll share it with you in a minute. Maybe you know it, but it's of a different form than every word I've mentioned so far. So if you can come up with that, a charge to you. Also, the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you've been participating so far, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Oh, come and as you tread life's journey, take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel pure and safely without him walking by your side. But when you come to make the crossing at the ending of your pilgrim's way, if you ever will meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
Now look at that
cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion
for him.
Sure without him that you never will make it home.
Now look at that
cold Jordan.
Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roar.
You better take
Jesus with you.
He's a
true companion.
For I'm
sure without him that you never will make it home.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Darren and Brooke Aldridge by request, and the tune Jordan, and happy to play that this morning. And it's a nice upbeat song. Busy morning, thank you. A lot of folks reaching out and keeping in touch today, and we're grateful for your company. Now, a few more words that are five letters in length with E-A-R right in the middle. Steve Jacobs over at Pitt has beard, heard, pearl, learn, yearn, bears, fears, gears, hears, nears, pears, rears, sears. Maybe Sears of Szymanski and Young from his perspective. Also, tears or tears, wears and years. Vidya had every one of those. Well done, Vidya. And I believe I mentioned Sue's earlier, and I did mention Ralph. Russ just sent me a picture of a meme showing a Pennsylvania snowstorm action figure, complete with Mrs. T pierogies, a case of Yingling, some milk, a pizza, actually two cases of Yingling, some salt and a lawn chair, and a guy wearing a hooded sweatshirt, great boots, and shorts. Good morning to Rick and Georgette. Good to have you tuned in there in Mooresville, North Carolina. Susie reports that it's 9 degrees in Alexandria. Carrie adds the words learn, pearl, and weary. And Carrie got the one. She got the one that I said nobody had gotten so far. Well done. Did you get it? The word rearm. Rearm. R-E-A-R-M. Rearm. Carrie, well done. That's the one I was hoping we would be able to determine somehow. Stu mentioned the word yearn. We did have the word yearn, but rearm. That's the one. That's the one we didn't have. Stu also had a sentence. I was teary-eyed when I heard you shaved off your beard. But when you became weary of all the fears you had of birds getting tangled in it, I understood. Thank you. I hope we caught your submission. If you sent something in, we're grateful to have you playing along. Our History Riddle is coming up in just a moment.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's History Riddle. Are you ready? We'd love to have you participate in today's puzzle. We'll let you know how to do so in a moment. This one might be a little tough. Although raised and trained in Germany, Ireland was the February 1st, 1859 birthplace of this fellow. He wrote more than 40 operettas, including The Fortune Teller and Babes in Toyland, and also played the cello. He helped to launch the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP, in 1914. From 1898 to 1904, he was a leader in the Pittsburgh classical music scene. Any ideas? That's a bit of a head scratcher if you think you know the correct answer. I hope you'll share it with us.
It's time to connect.
Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The History Note is also on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, where I see that Ralph has checked in this morning. Do you need to hear it once more? Although raised and trained in Germany, Ireland was the February 1st, 1859 birthplace of this fellow. He wrote more than 40 operettas, including The Fortune Teller and Babes in Toyland, and also played the cello. He helped to launch ASCAP in 1914, and from 1898 to 1904, he was a leader in the Pittsburgh music scene. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. Rick and Georgette asked us about this song a few moments ago, and I thought we'd play it.
Once upon a time, there was tomorrow. Yesterday, and yesterday's gone. The dreams that we shared,
the dreams that we shared,
have all been forgotten. For they were yesterday's, and yesterday. Swore my name and stood here beside me, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. You gave me your heart.
Saturday Light Brigade with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. One of about a billion versions of Ruby. heard Phil Ledbetter and the All-Stars of Bluegrass with Yesterday's Gone. Rick wrote asking about that song. It's from an album called Swing for the Fences. Here, one more time, is our history riddle. Although raised and trained in Germany, Ireland was the February 1st, 1859, birthplace of this fellow. He wrote more than 40 operettas, including The Fortune Teller and Babes in Toyland, and also played the cello. He helped to launch ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, in 1914. From 1898 to 1904, he was a leader in the Pittsburgh classical music scene. You can still join us on the radio, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Rick, you had a guess of Glenn McDonough from Dust Bowl Jack. A lyricist, librettist, and playwright. Kind of on the right track, but it's not him. Let's see what some of the other guesses that have come in are. Kathy up in Zionist, I got the correct answer. Good morning to Larry and Van in Elwood City. Here's the correct answer from Fran and John in Westview. Well done. And Russ in King, North Carolina. Got it. As did Marge in Whitehall. John in Economy knew it, so did Tom in McCandless. I don't think I would have known this. Stu in McCandless got the correct answer. So did Tommy. Listening in North Chesterfield this morning. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer. Good morning, Mike. And Barb and Oakmont got it as well. And if you're calling right now, hang on. We'd love to talk with you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Even if you hear the correct answer in a moment, we'd still like to speak with you and have you join us on the radio. We're going to talk with Susie. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
How are things in the crazy world of Alexandria, Virginia today? It's still pretty chilly, isn't it?
It's still pretty chilly, and there are no parking spaces. Like, I went to physical therapy yesterday in a lift because I didn't want to lose my parking space. Because I didn't know if there was going to be a parking space because they don't have a parking lot. And I didn't know if I would be able to get a parking space when I got there.
Ricky's birthday was last week, and I went to pick up food from one of her favorite restaurants. And I was pretty proud of myself. I made the order in advance. I left a little early. But it never occurred to me that it would be impossible to park. This was a restaurant here on the north side on very busy streets. And I kind of made my own special parking spot, but only used it for about 30 seconds. But
right,
it's it can be hard sometimes. And Rick in Highland Park was saying this morning that his driveway has these snow mountains on either side of it. And you almost want to put, like, you know, an action figure on top of each of them or something to call attention to them. They're like these beautiful, what would you call them? These gargoyles that you could have on either side of your driveway. Well, you knew the answer. Who is it that we're looking for?
Victor Herbert.
You've got it. Victor Herbert is absolutely correct. And the first conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And was it that clue that gave it to you or something else?
It was the Babes in Toyland.
Ah, that makes sense. I see that Linda just got the correct answer, too. I don't remember Babes in Toyland very much, but I think that's what gave it away to lots of folks this morning. So you are, I would imagine, able to relax today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of relaxing with this boot on my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you say that. Hopefully you had was it a stress fracture? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it's a stress fracture. Yeah. So it's about, I don't know how many weeks it is now. I can't keep up. You know, with that and the snow, it's like, okay, what day of the week is it? Except I know it's Saturday because I'm just talking to you.
Yes, that's a good way of being able to keep track of things. So somebody who is on our staff calls that an anchor day or an anchor activity, when you know this is going to happen all the time, every day on a, you know, a particular week. It kind of anchors things. But well done.
Yes. Your show definitely anchors my week.
It does mine, too, and I'm grateful for that. Ricky took another call a minute ago. Holly got the correct answer. And Decibel also got the correct answer in Oakland and Ohio, respectively. So a charge to you. Thank you for being with us. I hope you're soon going to feel better.
Thank you so much.
Take care. And congratulations. If you knew. That we were looking for Victor Herbert.